It's a pleasure to be with you all this evening to preach on this really special occasion. My name is Father Mark Ott, and I teach Scripture at St. Mary's Seminary. But the reason I'm here this evening is because for the last, how many years have we been doing this? For a long time. I've been blessed to serve as Fabian's formation advisor at the seminary. And a formation advisor is somebody who gets to know the seminarian really well. So we get to, for the last several years, we've been meeting pretty much every month to just hear how Fabian is doing with his time in the seminary, just get to know him as a person. And that has been a true joy and a delight to get to know Father Fabian. He is truly a wonderful man. And I am so pleased. You know, as a formation advisor, one of the things as we're as we're forming seminarians and making decisions about do they progress on this journey, what I keep in my heart and in my mind all the time is my own family and friends. And every year, as we go through our evaluations, I think, what would I say to my family and friends in my home parish if this guy got assigned to my home parish? Like, that's my test. Would I say, this guy's amazing, you're going to love him? Or would I say, this guy came out a little doughy, he's going to need a little help? And if so, what do we need to do to get him that help, to form him along the way? Well, I can happily say that although Father Fabian is not going to go to my home parish, I would love it if he did. He's an amazing man, a wonderful person. And I want to say thank you so much, especially to Fabian's family, for sharing him with us. I know very personally what a sacrifice this has been, because I was away in a different country for 6 years in my own studies. And I know what that separation is like, that challenge for both the priest and the family. And so I just want to say thank you so much for enduring that sacrifice. It's just a few years longer until we get to send him home to be with you for the rest of his life. Praise be to God. But as we gather today to celebrate this feast of the Ascension of Jesus, particularly on a day when we just celebrated your ordination in the morning, I think the Feast of the Ascension is a great time to celebrate a first Mass and to celebrate the gift of priesthood. Because it is because of the Ascension of Jesus that our priesthood becomes possible. The Feast of the Ascension of Jesus, the event of that Ascension, and the experience of our priesthood are inextricably linked. One cannot exist without the other. And so I want to unpack that a little bit for you today. I want to start by looking at our first reading from Acts of the Apostles. This is one of my favorite readings in Scripture. And a few years ago, I was praying with this reading of the Ascension of Jesus at the beginning of Acts. And it struck me as really funny. Like, it's almost comical. As I was praying with it in chapel, just the way it was playing out in my mind here, it sounds a little formal on the page, as it was just proclaimed to you. But when you sit with those words and let them speak, they tell a story that's almost a little frustrating for Jesus. Because Jesus has been teaching these disciples all along, and the more you read the Gospels, the more you realize that the disciples, the first time through, things went right over their heads, you know, and why wouldn't they? I mean, we've had the benefit of 2,000 years of amazing theologians reflecting on all of these scriptures and things. But if we were walking around with Jesus originally, we would all struggle with it the same way they did. So they followed Jesus all the way through his ministry. They've been so impressed by the things that he does, but they really don't fully understand him. And then the awful experience of the crucifixion comes. They all scatter. They don't understand what's going on there. Then Luke tells us Jesus begins to gather them back and teach them everything about him in the scriptures. And we come to this climactic moment of the ascension. And as Jesus is getting ready to ascend, the disciples say, okay, Lord, is now the time when you're going to restore Israel? So kind of what they're saying there is, oh, so you can raise people from the dead. You can like you can like raise up one of those undead armies like in the Lord of the Rings. So is now the time when you're going to do this big flashbang thing and restore Israel totally, like we always thought you were going to do this whole time? And then in our scripture reading today, Jesus says something kind of formal. He says, you know, the time and the season are not meant to be known by you. He says all this stuff. There's another way to translate that. I would translate it like this. Oh. Jesus has a little frustration with his disciples, and he says, no. Just like all the other times I said no. You guys keep thinking I'm going to be this, like, conquering military messiah or something like that. That was never what I had in mind. And Jesus says to them, here's what's going to happen. The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. And you are going to be my witnesses. That's it. That's the whole plan. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. And you will be my witnesses. That's how Jesus will transform the world. Through you, his witnesses. And then as he ascends out of their sight, this is where it starts to get funny. They're kind of watching him go up, and then they're just looking up to that point in the sky where they last saw him. And then these two other people come around, these two, like, I don't know, angels, something like that. These two other people come around, and they're looking at the disciples, and then they're looking where the disciples are looking. And they're like, hey, what are you guys looking at? Didn't he just say, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you? Don't look for another show. Don't look for something else other than that. The thing that's going to happen is the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And you will be my witnesses. So, as we were singing our entrance hymn today, beautiful hymn that we're singing, but the last verse that we sang, I have a little bone to pick with that one. As we were singing that verse, it talks about Jesus going off into this far distant sky, stuff like that, right? But on this Feast of the Ascension, what we're celebrating is the intimacy of our Lord, his closeness to us. And it is particularly his ascension that makes this closeness possible, right? Because he goes to ascend, he can become something else with us. He can become more intimately with us, overseeing all of us, being with us totally, particularly as he sends forward his gift of the Spirit. He remains intimately with us, always, not distant way out there somewhere, but always and everywhere with each of us who are baptized into his name. This Feast of the Ascension is not about the distance of Jesus. It is about the intimacy of Jesus with us. And it is particularly this intimacy that makes this priesthood we are celebrating today possible. It's a gift for us that Jesus ascends so that he can be intimately with us all. I lived for several years in Rome doing my studies, and I got to see different events with the Holy Father a lot. And if you've never been to Rome to experience an audience with the Holy Father, it's not as dignified as you would think. Usually what happens, because people really want to get close to the Holy Father, there's a lot of elbows going, a lot of pushing and shoving to get to, like, the aisle place where the Pope Mobile is going to go by so you can hopefully get a paparazzi picture or something like that. You know, so you can get a little bit close to him. And that's one guy who is the leader, the earthly leader of the billion Catholics or so that there are. It's really hard to get close to him. It is not hard to get close to Jesus. If he were one earthly guy staying here, hanging out with all of us, it would be difficult to get an appointment with him, to have him see our faces and to see his up close and personal. It is because of the ascension of Jesus that he is able to remain close with each and every one of us, walking with us, carrying crosses with us, being total brother to us. And this brings us to, what do we mean by this priesthood? Father Fabian, as you begin your priestly ministry today, I hope you remember that your priesthood, all of our priesthood, none of this is about us at all. Your priesthood is not about you. In fact, you are not in and of yourself a priest. You are only a priest insofar as you are configured to Jesus Christ, who is the only priest that there is. Jesus is the priest. And what we do is we allow his priesthood to happen through us. We've discerned that he's been calling us to this, that he wants to express his priesthood in a particular way through we who are ordained to this ministry. But it's the priesthood of Jesus. It's not Mark's priesthood. It's not Fabian's priesthood. It's not anybody else's. It is only the priesthood of Jesus. And he can do this because he has ascended, and from that vantage point can be intimately with every single one of us. All of us are called to sanctify this world. All of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his priesthood. And so all of us have this call to sanctify our world around us, to make the world holy, to allow Jesus, the high priest, to do that. But he also calls particular people to be icons of that priestly ministry, to be people through whom he exercises his priesthood directly, especially through the sacraments. I wish we could see what that really looks like. I wish we could see physically the glory of the Lord happening here today. And as Father Fabian consecrates bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ for the first time, I wish we could see somehow a vision of standing at Calvary, participating in this in the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. I wish we could see mystically how we are gathered around the table with him on Holy Thursday as he says, "This is my body and this is my blood." He will say these things through Father Fabian today. I wish we could see, as Father Fabian is celebrating the sacrament of reconciliation, as he's praying the prayer of absolution, I wish we could see him transformed into Jesus Christ the High Priest, and something like a flood of life-giving water washing the penitent clean, restoring them to baptismal grace. I wish we could see what's really happening in all of these things. Because he has ascended, Jesus Christ, our High Priest, is continuing to do his ministry among us. We are his body, the church. And that one priest has an influence on all of us, changes and transforms each one of us in these sacramental ways, in these mystic ways, because he has ascended, so he can be close to us. And so, Father Fabian, as you begin your priestly ministry today, I pray that you will see this, that you will know the mysticism of what is happening in you and through you, that you will always remain close to Christ Jesus, our High Priest. Allow him to affect all of the people that you minister to, including your own self. Draw near to him regularly in prayer, realizing how intimately close he is to you because he has ascended so he can be with us all. Allow him to work through you. Always rely on him to be the priest that he wants, that he's called you to be. Welcome that ministry, and you will find joy and peace and delight in your own heart, and you will offer joy and peace, first of all, to the people of St. Mary and St. Patrick, your first priestly assignment. You will demonstrate them to them. You will be an icon for them of the priesthood of Jesus Christ. You will reveal to him to them in a new and beautiful way, and you will be moved as you do so. And then I pray that you bring all that you have learned here in your pilgrimage in the United States back with you home to your beloved Archdiocese of Daegu, and continue to find joy, peace, happiness, holiness, and goodness in this priesthood of Jesus Christ that you take on today. Father Fabian, ad multos annos. May God grant you many happy years.